segment. Chad just screwed up, didn't catch the intro.
Right after you told me,
with the excellent technical direction we're getting from the other side of the glass, he gave us the warning that we're coming up. He said 10 seconds, and you still screwed it up.
Slacker.
And I took 20.
Man. I don't know what's going on. Maybe we're going to have to cut you from the show.
Maybe.
I don't know, man.
It's going to happen.
Hey, before we get back into the calls, let's do this week's download of the week, and we're going to let Matt go ahead and tell you about this week's download of the week called Safe XP. Matt, take it away.
Safe XP, very small program. I believe it's around 600K. So even for you dial-up users, it's pretty quick and easy to
600K? What's that K stand for?
K is for kilobytes.
And it's for like 1,000 bytes, right?
Yes. Yeah,
like less than a megabyte.
So 600,000 bytes.
Much. It's 6/10 of a megabyte, actually.
If you want to break that into bits, you'd multiply by 8. But go ahead.
That's correct. So get your calculators out. All right. SafeXP, very small program, kind of streamlines all the security or select few security settings for Windows to kind of make it a little more secure for you. Windows, I believe it works for all. No. Hence the XP.
Yes, called SafeXP. It works for Windows.
It actually it'll work for 2000 too.
Yes. Okay. So NTFS file systems, I assume, is the standard there. So SafeXP, a useful little program. If you go to www.datadoctors.com, click on the recommended software section.
Actually, you click on the radio show section first.
Section first.
And then scroll down and look for the heading that says download of the week. It's right there. There's a good explanation, and we would definitely give you the before you go and download this thing, if you're not somewhat of a slightly advanced, at least, user, you might want to at least read what it says about what this program does, read how to use it, and make sure it's something that you feel like you might need.
It lets you edit most of this stuff manually. However, there is a button on there that says most of the recommended settings. You hit that once, apply, and it automatically sets you up with the most common configuration. And all it's doing is tweaking a bunch of Windows security settings that are already built into Windows, but most people might not know how to access.
Right. And it's a cool little thing if you want to just lock things down a little tighter. This does not substitute in any way for having good antivirus software and keeping on top of any kind of critical updates and things from Microsoft. So make sure you're doing both of those things, at least, and then in addition to, if you want to get the Safe XP program.
Correct.
Correct. All right. Let's see if we can burn through a few more of these calls and help some people out, starting with Anne, who needs help finding an erase program, I think. Anne, welcome to the show, and what can we help you with?
Thanks. Actually, it's not necessarily an erase program. I want to find out what kind of information has been taken off of my computer, meaning, you know, either a document was created or a website was visited, and then somebody tried to delete.
Okay.
Maybe not to be, you know... So nobody knows what they were doing.
You want to do maybe perhaps a little bit of what we would call forensic investigation.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, there's depending on how deep you want to get into this, there are some what I would call probably third grader tools that are out there that you can download. If you do a little hunting on Google for PC, forensic program software download, those kinds of terms, you'll find some software out there. Not real great stuff because it's free and it's quick and it's cheap and it's easy. But it will give you some real basic information and possibly be able to uncover some of the things that have happened. If you want to get deep with this, like you suspected something that maybe you wanted to be able to possibly later deal with a court case or go further than just discover, you'd be much wiser to instead talk to somebody that might be considered like legal counsel, because if there's things that you do and you uncover things and you don't do it properly, you could find yourself with a whole lot of information that you can't do much with other than say, well, I know something in my mind. So it depends on, you know, kind of what you plan to do with this information once you get it. And then, like I said, the tools that are out there that are kind of retail-ish or free or real inexpensive are going to do not a real great job of finding much. There are companies that you can hire to do what's called forensic investigation, where they actually go through with real sophisticated software, people who have been trained and know what they're doing and can uncover lots and lots of stuff. But a lot of those tools you're going to find out there that are for kind of home use aren't going to do a whole lot for you other than give you a basic indicator of something that might or might not be going on.
Okay. And honestly, I've already got the legal counsel part covered.
Okay.
So, and one of the things is that I know that they're, even if I just want to check more in depth, I mean, most of us out there, we know we hit delete, and maybe if we're a little extra smart, we know then that we go empty our trash.
Right.
But the reality is, there are all sorts of places, because the cookies are cached, that is still stores deeper.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You can certainly.
In a previous life, I knew that, and with age, I've now forgotten it, and I'm wondering, where was that again that I would go to find those things?
You could look.
Just looking at my own.
You can look in the temporary internet files, which you can get to by opening your browser and going down into the tools and options. And you can look in, of course, the recycle bin. Tell you what, I'm going to put you back on hold for a second, Ann, because we got to end the show here. We'll go ahead and finish you up off the air. And if you missed any part of the show, you can check it out online, datadoctors.com. Click on the radio show section. Stay tuned for the audio archives that will be posted very shortly within the next few days and a follow-up newsletter. Right?
That's right.
Stick around. Dr. Art's coming up to help with all your medical doctor issues. And we are the Data Doctors talking about your PC doctor issues. We'll be back next week, broadcasting live from the Barrett Auto Auction. It is Brandon Disney reminding you, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.